the Returns MSP. Can I say, as somebody who was involved in politics, it's probably one of the highlights of my political career, being involved in the referendum. And because it was a number of people who actually engaged in the debate about the referendum, I have never ever seen that in any elections we have fought or over a number of years I've been involved. So that was a real highlight for me, was people became really engaged in the referendum. Yes, because whether it were supporters of yes or no, they were willing to discuss it on the doorsteps or willing to discuss it at street stalls with you. Very passionately too. And I've never seen that passion in politics. So for me, it was the engagement by the people of Scotland within the referendum that made it a real highlight for me. Yes, everybody I campaigned with, and a number of them who supported me and helped me on the streets, were never SNP supporters, but they came out to help the Yes campaign, and there was a great belief that we would win it on the day. I just know a number of young people, when I talk about young, I mean under 25, who came out and walked the streets with me for months and months, stood in street stalls, knocked doors every night. The number of them who joined the SNP after it was really encouraging, because you knew that they were ready to take the fight to the next step. Yes, they were so passionate. In fact, trying to keep up with them, with the amount of work we were doing was, for somebody of a, shall we say, a middle age, their energy just overwhelmed me. I have no bones about it. It was the biggest disappointment in my life. When the result was announced, and it became very apparent very quickly that the people who had helped in the campaign, whether you're an SNP member or not, or whether you had just joined the SNP, were willing to continue this, and their passion for it, it was clear that they were willing to continue to try and get a second referendum and win it, because they still believe it is winnable. I believe there are certain issues which should trigger a second referendum. If Scotland was to be pulled out of Europe, which the Scottish people don't want to, according to opinion polls just now, or if the Scottish people vote for a manifesto that has it in it. But the timing has to be right, and certain things like that would trigger a second referendum. I definitely feel that way. Even the number of people who I know, and some of them are personal friends, who voted no in the referendum, they now believe that there's no stopping it, that Scotland will gain independence. I believe the vow was a collar, and the Scotland Bill, which was meant to implement the vow, has not been achieved. And I think if you have a look at the latest opinion poll, it shows that only 9% of people believed what was said at the vow during the referendum has been achieved. So it shows that there's 91% of people out there firmly believe that everything that we were promised has not been delivered. I think when you have a look at the opinion polls just now, the last two have shown that yes would be in the lead. Take nothing for granted. I think it'll be a close run affair, but I believe that the enthusiasm, which is still there from the Yes campaign, will carry them forward to win the second referendum. No. So...